Angles do work, bro. I look fucking 10 pounds lighter from this angle. Look at this. I look like, yeah, hey.
Damn, bro. You look like 2015 Dre.
2016 was better. 2015 Dre was fucking struggling.
What's up, guys? It's King Kenny Slate and JRE. Welcome to Pinoy and a Half, episode 5. And today is a very special episode. Shout out to all. Yep. Shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to all our fans. But this is special. If you love K-pop, you've been waiting for this episode. If you don't like K-pop, we're going to put you on something new. We're going to put you on Big Bang. Because they finally came back after, I don't know how many years.
Five years. Yeah.
It's really been that long.
Mm-hmm. It's been 5 years. Obviously, military and a lot of things has happened. But actually, I did not expect them to come back. I don't know. With everything happening, I was like, oh, so we have come back. And it was so early. I think they announced it like three months ago.
Yeah.
And then I was like, they come out like April 5th, which is, it's April 5th in Korea. Right now it's April 4th. But yeah, it's called Still Life. And I did a reaction to it already. I know Kenny hasn't seen it. I wonder what you think about it, actually, because I already said my say. I bawled my eyes up because I cried. I didn't cry. I did two reactions. The first reaction, I was like, oh, that's okay. I see where they're going. It was kind of teary-eyed. Then the second reaction, I got to fully engulf myself in the whole thing, and I just teared up. And fuck.
Should we do a special, you know, reaction video here? Man. Okay. Let's go check it out. Big Bang, like, Still Life.
I think you could share screen.
You could share screen. Mm-hmm. Ooh, your reaction goes first, shows first. It reminds you of the oldie.
It reminds me of 2016, Jerry.
Yeah, your video was always first, and I used to be the first one to dislike it.
Ah, I felt that. I was wondering. Bro, I always said that people dislike my videos are just, they're fans, but they're angry. They're mad for some reason.
I gotta dislike this guy because the algorithm likes him way more than me. I remember it would be you, it would be Michael, and then me, so I would dislike your guy's video.
What? How dare. You know what? It's better than no interaction. So you did engagement.
You're right. And today I woke up just, I don't want to take shit from anybody anymore.
Damn.
You guys, if you don't notice, you know, I'm trying to have a music career.
That's hard.
Yes, it's so hard.
You know what? I think, and
you know what? I have been so nice. I have been so polite. I have been so patient. And I woke up this morning, I'm like, no, F that. I'm going to go after it.
Wow. Like, what you do?
I'm going to be more commanding, telling people to listen to my music. Because before I was so passive about it. Like, oh, go check me out. Yes, I sing. Yeah, I like to film. And I like, no. I work my ass off. I practice every day.
Right.
And I want to collab with Big Bang one day and be one of those artists. Like, oh my God, his come up was so inspiring. And right. For me to do that, I have to go after it. I can't be passive. I guess I saw a J. Cole interview. It's like, you wish you work harder before on your music. And I'm like, I do work that hard, but I don't get the same. I don't get the love for it right now.
But you have to put yourself more out there, bro.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I am, but I need to do it more through music. If you guys wanted to know our reaction for the Big Bang Still Life podcast, please go check it out. Man, there's so many things that there's so many clues in that video.
Of course. It's hard. I have to watch it again and again, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's more and people gonna do more. Like, K-pop fans are the best. They investigate
They are so good.
They'll go deep. They'll solve cases that haven't been solved.
They are L from Death Note.
For real, dude. They big brain. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When it comes to dissecting music videos. But from what we got, there's four seasons. There's always four chairs. And T.O.P. is like isolated by himself, looking at the world from the outside. G-Dragon is a director that's kind of abandoned by himself. You know, the show is over, but he can't clean up because that's what he got to deal with. You know, he can't hide his flaws or his insecurities. That's the show is over. Mm-hmm. And for Taeyang,
do you think for T.O.P. him wearing the bunny mask is like him, you know, when you wear a mask on stage?
Yeah.
But he was like performing, and then when it got to the singing, he took it off, like showing his real self.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about it like that because people do wear masks, you know, when doing that.
Man, I also think, like, you know, from GD Top, the Playboy Bunny, the Playboy. Right. Maybe he took it off because he's not a playboy anymore. Mm. We don't know, guys. Tell us what you think.
Tell us, yeah. I'm very curious. Of course, Taeyang's going to have the brightest one because it seems like, I don't know. They're all in their own different world, their own different, like, head space. You could tell.
Different mental state.
Yeah. Mental state, yeah. And it shows a lot from their description. I love the fact that they did four seasons. And it counteracts with Still Life, with Flowers Blooming. And people think this is the end. I really don't think so. I really don't.
I think it's the new beginning.
Yeah, I think.
That's why there's Still Life. If it was the end, it would have called it Last Life. Half Life.
Yeah. Because their last song, was it Flower Run or Last Dance? I'm trying to...
Oh, shit. For real. I forgot about Last Dance. No, I think it was Flower Road.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Last Dance. Yeah, so good, too. They have their own sound, like I said.
Man. They're all still under YG, but I thought T.O.P.
T.O.P. is not continuing with YG, but it's going to continue to promote with Big Bang.
Okay.
That's how it is.
I'm pretty sure they get special treatment because why not? They're like, they made YG, you know what I mean?
No offense. They popped off YG too.
Yeah. So put YG on the map.
Other shout people out to YG. Helped out as well, like 21, Psy, et cetera. But
I don't even know what's going on with K-pop, but when it comes to Big Bang, I'm here. I'm still going to support them to the end.
So Flower Road was their last song, 2018. Last Dance was 2016. Damn, that's crazy to me.
So do you think they're going to keep this up monthly? Did they give any updates?
No, they didn't. I was waiting for a teaser video. There was not that many pushes in YG. Yeah. You know how like K-pop groups, they would just like make teasers and tease the shit out of it, which does work. But this time it was just like teaser pictures on IG.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like I was promoting it more than anything.
I think that was the point.
Reactions to the teasers, and then, you know, it's just saying like my excitement for it. But yeah, so the fact that, you know, they're just doing a good job. They're doing what they did. One of my friends said like they're in their John Lennon era. Okay. If that makes sense. And I kind of see that, especially with the La La La's part. It kind of reminds me of the Beatles a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like liking that, especially with the guitar in the background. Mm-hmm. There's hints of a lot of things in that song. It's just a good listen. It's definitely going to be a go-to karaoke song.
It sounds like that.
It sounds like it, right?
Yeah.
Man, well, whatever Big Bang comes back with, it's probably going to be a little bit more hype. My guess, I'm gonna predict this, if they are coming back, it's gonna sound like more on a sober kind of vibe.
It still could
be all about sad. It could be Loser, because I was expecting more of a Loser sound, like sad but also upbeat at the same time.
Yeah, that's why the songs are catchy, because they get you in the mood.
more sad. The most upbeat part was Top's verse, I feel. And it just makes me want more. And I think Big Bang knows that people want more.
Yeah.
YG knows that they want more.
That thing is super calculated.
Was it though? Because that's the thing. Like,
no, what I'm saying is,
okay,
they're gonna release this. They're probably gonna see, okay, we'll get it, you know.
Right.
We're still here, people still care. They probably give it 2 months.
2 months and then see what they're gonna do with it. No, but I still think that G-Dragon's gonna do solo stuff, duo stuff. TOP's gonna do his own thing, which I'm fine with it as long as he's happy.
Maybe they'll do that and then they'll come back together.
Ooh. Yeah, that too.
Because as much as I love their solos, their sound
together, they're fucking fire.
They're just, it's like the Avengers.
Yeah. No, deadass. That's why. That's
they
why
also had so different colored hair. Like they were like,
and that's, you know what's crazy? And I might like
Taeyang was Articuno.
They're different type of Pokemon.
Yo, you know the OG Pokemons in yellow version. What's Zapdos, their names again?
Zapdos. Moltres,
yeah, because that's what their hair looked like.
Oh, ho, oh.
Yeah.
Lugia. Yeah, top Lugia. Is Lugia.
Yeah, that white outfit was fire.
There's one thing that I don't know if. Here's the thing, you and me, we've been doing this for a long time, and it doesn't. I don't know. Maybe that's how I feel like when I got emotional, and I don't understand. I don't know if the newer reactors understand how important this was, at least for me.
Yes, it's history. It's
yeah,
it's
but history. It's like, it's a little bit different because like they'll say, oh, that's a cool song. But for me, I'm like, I haven't heard their ass in a long time.
Yes.
You're and I grew up with it.
You're super invested in Big Bang.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, looking at other people's reactions, like, oh, they just think it's cool. I'm like, oh, okay. It's not the same as me.
A lot of people probably just doing it for clout, but you know, we're doing it for
bro.
This is
them.
Life, man. This bro, is cult- for us. This is culture.
Big Bang. Know? Me and Kenny met through Big Bang too.
Yeah, yeah. So
a love story.
Pinoy and a half. What I'm saying is, like, you know, we have a Filipino podcast, but at the same time, but only Big Bang is like. Big Bang is really big in the Philippines and also
and K-pop is too in general.
Yeah, yeah, and K-pop in general, but that's how I met a lot of people in the Philippines because of Big Bang and YG. So it's just something very special for us.
Oh, for sure.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is a song that you still like your go-to
in Big Bang?
Top five songs? Because it's different every year, you know. But right now, what are you listening to?
In Big Bang or K-pop?
Big Bang.
Big Bang. My go-to song usually to get a good mood is Eremoregeta.
Oh yeah, bro.
One of their newer
that song.
It's one of their more newer songs, but it's just the way it bounces, the beat.
I don't wanna go too fast.
And it's so smart too. And I wanna get down. And I wanna get like it means fuck it. Like whatever. That's one of my favorites. Obviously, Haru Haru is always gonna be a bro. I was at a bar lounge.
Yo, Haru Haru hits different.
It does. And I was drunk at a bar for a friend's birthday, and they just blasted Haru Haru. I was like,
in my emotion. You were drunk. I can tell you were drunk because that story looks wobbly as hell.
You know, because I was like, you saw the IG. I was like, hey, but yeah, they were playing all the hits, but Haru Haru, of course. Lies is a classic to me. Let's see.
I like Heaven. Heaven Japanese
Heaven,
version.
24/7. 24/7.
Heaven Japanese version is. Like the go-to. I love singing that. I love singing Big Bang's Japanese songs because
the Japanese songs hit though too.
It's easier to memorize. It's easier to remember.
Right.
For me as a Filipino, like the
you know, yeah, for especially as a Filipino,
There's less. You know when you sing in Hangul, like in Korean, you gotta say, like when you read the Romanized. It's not, you're not really, I can't really pronounce the letters correctly.
Okay.
Because you got to pronounce certain letters or certain words different.
Right, right.
But in Japanese, it's like very straightforward. Like, that's you know, the vowels are very straightforward.
Another song that I love, but with the music video, just takes it to another level, is Bebe.
Oh, yeah, man.
Bebe is a different tier that I haven't seen anyone in K-pop like redo. And that's exactly what I wanted for this comeback. I was like, if they could bring out another Bebe kind of thing, like out of pocket, like that's unpredictable type of ish, I would head over heels shit. But obviously, same here. This is also a great song too. But I just think it's the beginning. Real talk. It's just refresh button kind of thing.
Bro, sometimes I can't help to think that, man, if you love music, you're not gonna stop. Because right now they're well off, they don't need to come back. They're probably balling out of control, but they still want to come back and make music.
Man, I just want to see the contracts. What they gave to the other members. I know Top didn't sign it, but I'm like, I wonder, like, how much they're gonna get. What like special privileges will they get? Like, would they get like stock in YG, which I'm pretty sure they already do, but.
Maybe he didn't sign just because he wants to be.
Yeah, he wants to be on his own. Like, I get that.
Like, maybe not because he agrees or disagree. He just wants to be on his own. He doesn't
want to
be under anybody.
Yeah. I think Top is the type of guy that, like, doesn't need the big money to, like, live how he is. I think he just wants to be happy.
Like, he does want to do this. But at the same time, he doesn't want to be.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be controlled. That's what he said. I'm still going to be with Big Bang, but I'm going to do it at my own pace. So I'm not going to, he's not going to be promoting like M Countdown with them. You know what I'm saying? That type of stuff.
Yo. Damn.
I can't wait to see their M Countdown because it's
imagine
live.
Imagine joining Korea and they do their comeback.
Jeez.
I didn't experience something like that because.
You low key did. But it's not the same.
I low-key did with Checkies.
No, not yes with that, but also when Taemin's Move came out when we were in Korea.
Yeah.
And then we got to see Taemin live
for the first time.
Yeah, and that was crazy. That was amazing. Yeah.
So no, what like I'm saying is for a band to come back after years, because Checkies, they were gone for like 10, 15 years, and
they came back. Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw the fandom. Sick. They were hard. They went hard.
They were old. That.
They're old, but they like they took no F's. They made sure you know.
Hey, for real though, it was crazy seeing like 30, 40 year old ladies there with their kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I'm still gonna be if Big Bang are still making music when I have a kid, it's gonna be me. I mean, I'm still surprised at my age that I'm.
So okay, let's just say you have a kid, right? You have a Korean girlfriend. Let's just say you have a kid with her. I'm not saying you're going to have anytime soon.
Yeah.
Would you give your kid a Korean name? That's a good question, yeah?
No, not really. I mean, it shouldn't matter. No, not that I'm saying I'm having any kids yet, but whatever my child's name is gonna
be,
I
just
I'ma
thought
love
about
you forever.
That.
What you want instead it'll be JR?
No.
it could be I don't know what my future child's name is gonna be.
Well, what Korean name would you how do you even decide Korean names?
I don't know, bro.
Bro,
I don't know.
It's gonna be like a Filipino name.
Filo Korean.
And then with like Tay in there.
It's like their nickname is like Big Bang member. Like Taeyang. Something Taeyang. Something.
JRGD.
JRGD. What was another one? Shit. Joseph GD.
Joseph Young
Bay. Joseph Bay. Bay's a good middle name. No? Bay.
Man.
Anyways, I'm actually thinking about my like names, but never mind.
No, but that's a legit question, man.
I guess, yeah. But I'm not even thinking about that now.
We know half Koreans, and they have a full blown Korean names.
You know? Yeah. Like, yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So that's what I'm saying. You're gonna have a kid with a full blown Korean name.
It's too early.
I know it's too early, but you know that. I'm gonna bring that up again later when I talk to Hyejin.
Bring it up. Yeah.
Okay. No, actually, get her in here right now.
Nah, she's busy. Next time, for sure. Next one. It could be like in the near future, for sure. We'll have both of us.
We got to do some interviews.
Yeah. Next time.
Okay, sure. So I was talking about the music thing earlier because, you know, the music career. Because the reason why I started a music career because of Big Bang.
Right.
And, you know, after many years, it's really hard to make it in the industry.
No, it is. And I think Hyejin would talk about it the same way. So
she feels the same way about it.
No, she could talk to you about it herself when that time, but there was moments where she's like, being a musician is hard.
It is.
It's like, even there are like super talented people, like vocally gifted, but can't make it.
Yes.
And it's crazy. Yeah. I met so many. I'm like, so that's where they go to, like songwriting. They go into like maybe even like backup vocalists, you know, because they don't have the connections to make you that spotlight. You know what I'm saying? But I also came into the fact that if there was a way to be successful as a musician without being famous, I would, if I was a musician, because I think fame just ruins it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I think if you could make money on the side without work, I think that's the main thing. You want to be a musician, be a musician.
You want to, yeah, exactly.
If you can make money and not go crazy, because there's a point where you're a musician and you can go crazy. Like all of a sudden you have all this money.
Right. But it could be a lot of pressure. That's why a lot of people succumb under pressure sometimes and go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So fame is not all that. Sometimes being a musician, it's just like, do you love what you do? If you could do that shit for free, you would.
But I'm doing it for free, right?
That's what I'm saying. But you got bills, so you want to make money too. People don't understand that, but yeah. But there's definitely ways to make, you know, it's hard. It's hard. I realized that not from trying to be a musician myself, from watching others like Kenny, Salvi, Hyejin, other producers, how they struggle to get this connection so they can get more money. Or there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of politics that goes into it. And even if it's small politics too, there's a lot that happens. So
like if I put like 20% of the effort I put on my music, I always tell myself like, yo, I'd be like rich right now. Because you know the amount of things you invest into like making a music, and then you get, even if you get 100K plays on it,
right,
that's like what, $40?
No, but streams don't matter really. I mean, it does matter because you got numbers. Because once you have great streams, you can bargain that like, oh, these are my streams. Then you could tour makes the most money. That's why even during COVID, people were still doing tours, because that makes the money, that puts the food on the plate, kind of ish.
I'm trying to tour. I guess that's what it is. I need to get my numbers up.
Get your numbers up, open up for like people, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's a hustle, but you only could do that where I'm at, maybe.
True.
Not real. That's not always true too, because there's
people. That's not always true.
Yeah, but the people get birthed because of just social media. It's just so globalized.
Hopefully we pop off one of these days and go back to this episode and people can take inspiration from
it. Oh no, bro. This is just the beginning. People don't really understand. Even for me, I think, no, there's a lot. I can't talk about the projects.
You always think, for example, like when we were younger, let's say 5 years ago, I got caught in this thinking where like, oh, now it needs to be done now. It needs to be done this year. Next week
would be great. Everybody would love that to happen.
Yeah,
just happen like this, like out of nowhere. But
it's not like that.
It's not like that. But also, if it happened like that to you, Kenny, how would you handle it? Depending.
True. It's better
from the knowledge you know now to the knowledge you didn't know back then?
So, okay. So let's say when I first started, if I wanted to pop off, just then
hungry. I get it.
Yeah. I'm still, I was, you know, really hungry for it. But at the same time, I'm like, man, I don't even know. I didn't even know what I know. What I know now, I feel like I can survive, but I feel like there's still more to learn because you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, like I said, like, I think you have to grind. I feel like it's better for you to grind out and then get successful later because you're more safer. There's less risks. Obviously, there are people that just happen like this, and it's amazing. But it might be taxing for them in the long run. I don't know. Like I said, this is just from my perspective, just watching other people.
Also, when you watch people, like, for example, like a Bruno Mars, people can say, he popped off right after high school. Like, no, he's been performing since he was three.
Yeah, that's like he's been working.
Since he was three.
Same thing with GD. That man was in the industry for the longest time.
He was like 6'7". You'll see videos of him.
Yeah, just popping and locking in the dance crew.
So I think the point that, like, I'm glad I talked about this because it helps me feel better. Because sometimes you could be, you know, I want expensive things.
Right. You want to, you want expensive things. You want that luxury. You want to be able to help your parents, you know, your family. But in this industry, it's hard.
Yeah. Not to him. I get why people flex all the time because finally made it.
Yeah. Even if you don't deserve it. Like, let's say it's like a rapper that had just like a really good beat, but shit lyrics. They flex their shit because, we finally made it.
I'm going to do the same thing, but I'm going to do it in a very inspirational way.
Yeah. Like you said, like, not what you said personally, but like, just treat yourself, but also make it a reminder that of your success. Those are your trophies. It's like, oh, I'm in this category now. And every time I look at that object or purchase, that's going to inspire me. That I feel like that's a good way to purchase things, to remind yourself to keep hustling.
I get that. What you call this? You know, I saw a post from Dumbfounded where he did a podcast with Doja Cat, Anderson .Paak. What's her name? The girl in every movie now.
Oh, Awkwafina.
Yeah. Like, damn.
They popped off. But you know what? Before we
roast, that was 10 years ago. You know?
No, we're not roasting Dumbfounded, but no. He's on his own path. I've been watching how he moves. And me and Dumb, we're not friends or anything. We just say acquaintances. So we say, hey, what's up? How you doing? Blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But just watching, I respect because I see how he's moving. He's doing the long route. And he, you know, respected Dumbfounded. And then, like, all his friends, even Rec.
I want you to be like that for me.
Oh, I already told you. I call it the Adam Sandler
Kenny,
effect.
Kenny, nobody used to listen to Kenny's song before. Bro.
Yeah, like, no, I want all my friends to eat. Listen, everybody eats, especially you're one of my close friends.
Yeah.
I want to see you guys succeed, especially like when you see it to me. You celebrate my success and I celebrate
It's cool
yours.
To see, right? When you see, like, when, for example, we've been in the YouTube for long,
right?
Like, long enough to know we're like, yo, Anderson .Paak, Breezy Lovejoy.
Yeah.
He was just the feature guy.
Yeah, I know. You could tell Anderson was so talented though.
No, but the way, like, when I listened to his interviews, people said, we don't like the genre he's in, or he's kind of in his own world, because he is in his own world.
Yeah.
But now he's owning their own genre, their own version of 80s R&B.
Nah, but they both needed each other. I could tell.
Yeah. It's like fresh. They're fresh. Yeah.
Bruno Mars got Anderson .Paak that got that spice, that extra spice that Bruno needs. And then Bruno Mars is that star power to bring Anderson .Paak to a different category.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just nice to see. When I saw they are like making Silk Sonic, I was like, this is so dope. This makes so much sense. I can't wait for to hear more, and that's what I felt when we first heard it.
What was your favorite song from the album? Top two.
Top two.
Yeah.
Shit. I gotta look.
For me, I have to say Leave the Door Open and Skate.
Skate's good. Yeah. I know there's one. Let me see.
It just make me feel good. Run around.
My favorite, just because based on one-liners, is Smoking Out the Window.
Smoke it. Yo.
Bitch got me. Skate's good too. Leave the Door Open. And I just want a lot more. I want more and more and more. But their whole album is pretty fire.
Hell yeah.
You know what I want more from Bruno Mars?
What?
You know when he did that collab?
24 Magic. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The Gucci Mane and Kodak Black. I want more trap Bruno Mars because his... it's so good.
Not a trap Bruno Mars.
No. But he was on a trap track.
Yeah,
not trap Bruno Mars, but Bruno Mars being Bruno Mars, but on a he's basically flexing
kind of. It just hits different.
But I want more of that. I love that ish. You put me onto that. I was surprised that you liked it first. I was like, oh, you like this?
Oh yeah, I would listen to it when we traveled.
Yeah, that's also Hedgen's favorite too. I was like, oh shit, you like that too? It's just Bruno Mars's part. I don't know. I think Bruno Mars could do whatever the fuck he wants.
He can do whatever he wants.
They're hanging out with BTS. I'm pretty sure there's gonna be a BTS and Bruno Mars collab.
Hey man, I love BTS, but they could kill it together.
Oh hell yeah!
No. What I'm saying is, I love BTS and their disco track, but with Bruno Mars,
yeah, that would go to a different level. If Bruno Mars was on Butter or Dynamite, I know that shit would even pop off even more, bro. Anyways, bro, like. The music industry is hard.
Yo, we're in a different world now. Back then, we were so happy when BTS made it to, when they got invited. Now they're...
Oh, what are you talking about? To like a music video, music programs?
What I'm saying is the Asian, Korean music scene is on a different level now.
Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Like, for example, BTS is being Korean, celebrated and they're up there with the Bruno Mars of the world.
They are the most biggest group in the world. That's still crazy to me to say.
Yes.
But even like say 88 Rising, they're putting more Asians on the map too. So, you know, shout out to them too. Kashi's killing it right now, Vietnamese. So we got, it's good to see, you know, more Asians up there in pop culture. For real. It's kind of crazy to see to me, and it makes me proud too.
Hell yeah!
But you know, we need another Filipino. You know,
we need one. Yeah, I gotta
Kenny.
I gotta work harder, man.
You know, Kenny.
I honestly, I've been practicing really hard songs, like rock songs like Journey or Survivor, The Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah. Oh shit!
And you know, a lot more Air Supply. I just thought about it, like. If I really want to make it to that next level, I got to get that down. Like, I got to get...
You have? Yeah, I mean, that's how you... That's the master of your craft. I think Bruno Mars still improves himself each day.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, so...
And because I don't... You know, there's a lot of artists, they pop off, and because people like their music or they just happen to ride the genre correctly.
Right.
I don't want to be like that.
You want your own shit.
You know, I
want
to be like, you know, like Big Bang. Like you already have the talent.
Right.
So all you gotta do is create.
Exactly.
People like you for who you are. That's why I had to block this one person that says, oh, you know, you gotta listen to what people like. I'm like, man, shut the hell up. Don't put your insecurities on me.
Right.
If you don't think I sound good, then I don't sound good to you. I think I sound
good. Then move on, my guy.
Yeah. Man. Anyways.
All right.
Today was a good episode.
Good episode.
We just enjoyed talking about K-pop music, and maybe we'll move on to some anime episodes in the future.
Yeah.
But we love our... 5 fans that listen to us religiously. Anyways, guys, it's King Kenny Slade, JRE. Check him out on Twitch, Dre Gaming, just random every day on TikTok and Instagram. Check out my music. I released a new song called Play It Cool featuring my boy Jordan V.
Let's and go, Jordan.
He kind of looks like you, like a thicker. I mean, like the Rock version of you. Like, minus the Korean barbecue.
I'm not saying any of this, Jordan. This is him saying it. So I don't know who you are, Jordan, but hey.
No, Jordan is a big boy. Like, he's really, huge. Really buff.
Jesus. I need to get like that, but I can't grow. I can't grow no more.
You know, you guys look like you guys could be related.
Bro, it looks like I could be. You tell me I'm related to somebody else.
Every episode, you're related to somebody.
To somebody. Who does Dre look like to you this time?
But yeah, go stream it, guys, because I'm trying to tour so I can make that money, move out, and, you know, level up. And go get our merch at kingkennyslay.com, Pinoy and a Half. I love you guys. See you in the next episode. Peace. I know.